We're doing Iyov. We're up to what the Christians call the 38th chapter, the 22nd Pasuk. We don't have these chapters. They're not a Jewish thing here. God has been answering Iyov, and God's answer so far was in the form of a question. Just what do you understand about the world that you're asking me about how I judge the world? Do you understand how anything works in this world? Did you know before you were born? Did you know when it would come that you would be born? And God continues in Pasuk Chaf Beis, and God says, Havata el otzerot shahaleg. Have you entered my storage houses of snow? Have you visited? Ve'otzerot barad. Have you ever seen my storage houses of hail? Do you understand how I make snow and hail? Today we understand what Iyov was talking about. There's tremendous science in understanding how snow and hail form, and it's such a great science that now, in the last few months, they've discovered how to produce snow, hail, rain. More importantly, rain. They've made it rain in the desert numerous times now, and this is a tremendous science that they're conquering now. So God says to Iyov, do you begin to understand how I do any of this? What do you understand about the world? Asher chasachti le'et tzar. That when it came time to afflict, I held up all this snow and hail to the time when I wanted it. Meaning it was time for it to hail on Egypt. So hail came pouring down. And then, when I wanted to, I had it frozen mid-air. We have a tradition that from Mitzrayim, for a few hundred years, till the war with Sisera, till Yeshua's wars, there were stones frozen in the sky that came tumbling down in one of Yeshua's wars. God had them there for them. And though there are more hailstones waiting up there for the great war of Gog and Magog. So Hashem says, Asher chasachti, I held up some of that hail, I didn't use it all yet, le'et tzar, for the time when things are going to be tight, when my Jews, my people are going to be afflicted, and I'm going to need to knock them down with that. Le'yom kirav, for that great day of battle, u'milchama, and war, that's the great war of Gog and Magog. Do you understand how light can be dissected? That's a simple reading of the Pasuk. Oh, it's not only about prisms, you know, it's one of the great questions we have today, because light has certain ways in which it's particle and wave, right? So that's a simple reading of the Pasuk. But, what? Chazal tell us that or very often means the sun. The sun's rays are different than the moon's rays. The sun's rays spread out in far angles, and the moon's rays are more straight. Gemara and Yuma. It's a concept that you can also see, the way the sun's rays go out and the moon's rays. Very different. So Hashem says to him, do you understand what makes the sun's rays part this way? Yafetz kadim alei aretz. How the sun's rays expand from the east throughout the earth. Do you understand the way the light works and the sun's rays works? That's one understanding here. Another understanding here is, Do you understand how the sun's rays are refracted? Is aderech yichalek o? Do you understand the refraction of light in the world, which is something which we can never forecast? It's one of the reasons we can never forecast sunrise and sunset with a calendar. There's always going to be an approximation because it depends on how much humidity is in the air. That defines exactly how long you'll see the sun past its physical presence over the horizon, meaning it could be the sun is past the horizon and you're still seeing it because you're seeing it through the refraction of so much water particles in the air. Well, when you see something, you're not seeing where it really is positioned. The sun that you see is not exactly where you see it because you're seeing it through a lot of a lot of water particles in the air. So can you forecast that? Do you understand how light travels and how you see the sun, God asks Eov?
3,000 years ago, this was being discussed.
If you learn the Malbim, you see phenomenal concepts of science that are in the Psukim. And you know what? That's why I gave the first definition. I said, if you want to just read the words of the Pasuk, what does it say? Do you understand how to dissect light? That's the words. Ezeh aderech echalek or. How could you dissect light? Okay, you could leave it at that. You don't have to go into the other understandings. Yafetz kadima le'aretz. And do you know how it scatters the cloud or the clouds over earth? On the one hand, the winds will move the clouds. On the other hand, they won't cause the hail to necessarily fall in one place or another. How does that work? Do you know? You don't know. You want to understand me. Do you understand my creations? Do you understand nature? Do you understand the things you can see with your own eyes? You don't see me, God says. You're going to judge me and tell me about how I should run my world. Well, let me ask you a few questions about what you do see. Do you understand what you do see? Do you understand anything you see in nature? You don't. So why do you think you have a right to question me? Mifilag lashetef te'ala. Hashem says to Eov, who is it that divided mi filag, like peleg, who divided la shetef? Shetef is the flowing of water. Te'ala is the like an irrigation ditch. So Hashem says, who caused water to come flowing to one place? Who's the one that made that irrigation ditch to cause water to rain in one place? Meaning, what makes one place on earth have rain and another place not have rain? Mifilag lashetef te'ala. Who gave, who cut up, who divided, who made that irrigation ditch that brings the water flowing to a specific place? Viderech lachaziz kolot. And who made a path for chaziz? One understanding is that chaziz is another name for clouds. And who made the path for kolot, for sound waves to pass through? Who's the one that made this in nature, that sounds travel in a certain way, that clouds travel in a certain way, that rain travels in a certain way? Lehamtir al eretz lo ish, midbar lo adam bo. That rains will sometimes fall on places where there's no one living there. Sometimes there's a desert and no one benefits from it. So there's no one here who could say they brought the rain there. So who's doing all this? God is saying, so to speak, not you, Eov. You're not doing anything here. Chazal here discuss a lot of interpretations. There are Kabbalistic interpretations to the pasuk we just read in Chaf Hei. Derech lachaziz kolot. There's a lot of insight that we get into how God makes rain come to the world, which is applied in our davening. In Tfilas Geshem, you'll see these verses. There are plays on words, which are really Kabbalistic applications of these verses, because these verses on the simple level are just asking Eov, do you really understand? On a deeper level, God is alluding to the different angels that are in charge of different aspects of rain. And just as we saw earlier, we were talking about Afbri, one angel that's in charge of rain. So too over here, we're talking about different Kabbalistic understandings of what really makes it rain and how God brings rain to the world. And that's why you'll see that these verses really appear throughout the prayers that pertain to rain. What we say on Sukkot and what we say in Hoshanos and what we say in Tfilat HaGeshem. And we'll continue here, Bezat Shem, next time.